thing when you wake up tomorrow. Bring it.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Glad to have you with us. Canty Foundation can fix it. C-A-N-T-E-Y. CantyCanFixIt.com. Let them come in, take care of you. Our friends at Canty want to make sure that there's no foundation issues. You don't want to lose your biggest investment, your business or your home. Certain homes are built better than other ones, and certain ones are the ones that have bigger foundation settlement, bigger foundation issues out there. It's our great friends at Canty Foundation Specialist. If you're noticing one of the signs that you're beating yourself over the head with is trying to show you right now, jam doors, jam windows. Could be, you know, the doors expanding or whatever, but it could be some foundation stuff. Let them take care of it for you. It is our great friends at Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Let's get one phone call before some power rankings. Derek is in Anderson. Derek, thanks for calling in. How you doing this morning?
Hey, good, man. How's it going?
Couldn't be better.
Hey, look, man, I got to say, you know, as rough as the time Georgia had, you know, this past weekend, and got just completely just knocked in the jaw. You know, I got to say one thing. You know, when we're comparing schedules here, you know, I've been debating this with a lot of people. You know, Georgia's played a pretty relatively easy schedule so far, but, I mean, you know, if we're really going to compare, you know, between Clemson, Ohio State, and Alabama, who's played anybody yet? Because all I see is that Clemson's played Texas A&M, okay? But, you know, in Texas A&M, you know, they squeaked by South Carolina there at the end. Texas A&M also won, beat Kentucky in overtime. So, you know, I still give them that, you know, credit for a Texas A&M win. But other than that, I'm seeing Furman, Georgia Southern, Georgia Tech, Syracuse, and Wake Forest. You know, your Syracuse was unranked. You know, they already had a loss anyways. See, they had lost to I'm sorry, they were undefeated at the time. They had just lost to Pitt. So, you know, I don't see that Clemson's really played anyone either, but as far as Georgia goes, you said that they hadn't played anyone that's over 500, will they?
Nope, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. They hadn't beat any team that has a winning record. That's what I said.
But that's not accurate, okay? I'll go down the list here. South Carolina's got 500 record, right?
Is a 500 record a winning record?
I mean, it's a break-even record. It's just an outright winning record?
Yeah, teams with a winning record.
Okay, all right. So, Mizzou has a winning record, right?
Did they win this past weekend to get that? Missouri right now is, bear with me, I'll pull up the conference standings over here. I'm going to do it this way. We're glad to give you every single one. Bear with me 1 second here. Missouri is 3-3. Not a winning record.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. So, let's see here. Okay, I see what you're saying. Over 500 ball. Okay, I'll go with that. So, okay.
Yeah. So, past week, actually, the LSU game, by losing to LSU now, for the first time this year, Georgia has had a more difficult schedule. Clemson, Georgia's the 40th most difficult schedule in the country, according to Jeff Sagarin's computer rankings. Clemson's 45th because of the LSU game, and Clemson was off this week. So, for the first time, you moved ahead. Now, look, you're right about one thing. Georgia, Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, none of them had played a very difficult schedule so far. Georgia's schedule gets more difficult moving forward, and who knows how it all works out. But up until this past week when Clemson was off into LSU with Georgia, that's exactly right. But the other facts, we did make sure that, you know, you can lose. I thought it was great. A Central Florida fan tweeted at me the other day, well, at least now Georgia has a quality loss. You know, I mean, you know, that's
what?
A good feather to count as a loss.
I hate hearing that. I cannot stand hearing that term. What's a quality loss? Because they were at there and right. They were playing the rank. Nah, there's There's no good loss, okay?
Let me ask you this,
dude. I'll tell you this. Let me ask you this. I feel there isn't. Okay, okay.
What's Georgia's best win of the year?
You know, right now, and I hate to say it because it's so early, but, you know, at South Carolina, I've beaten them 41-17. To me, that's when they play the most complete game. I got to say that I felt like Tennessee, Missouri, they play like garbage, man. They play like garbage. They just happened to score, you know, that was really just talent that got us to that score. That was it. Because we played it so sloppy, and we've been needing this loss. I hate to say that, but Georgia fans, you know, we really needed that loss bad. Like, it's just been so incomplete. It's been so sluggish in the first quarter, first half, really. I mean, hell, it's not been pretty. And so it's kind of good that we just got a reality check there, a gut check. I hate that it happened so early, though, because this early – last year, see, when it happened against Auburn, you know, it didn't really affect us. We only had two games left, you know, two games left of the season. They were able to rebound. But now, you know, when you get kind of a reset this early, you know, now you're playing Florida, then you're playing Kentucky, then you're playing Auburn. Yeah, Auburn, you know, just lost Tennessee. But
here's the good news for you. The good news is that Georgia still controls their own destiny. If Georgia wins out and beats Alabama in the SEC championship game, Georgia gets in. But Georgia has zero mulligans left.
We have no – you're exactly right. You're exactly right. We just use our mulligans.
Right.
And whereas before, I think that it's still pretty easy to say I feel like we could have won out, you know, lost a close one to Bama and then still eked in because just by virtue of strength of resume by the end of the year.
And here's what it comes down to in the end is since we – if your best win is against South Carolina – and you're not satisfied with your Missouri and Tennessee or Vanderbilt wins, then the one game that you've been tested, you got really got slapped in the face by 20. What is Georgia right now? We don't know. Now, are they the team that didn't play anybody, didn't beat anybody, whatever, or the team that got beat this past weekend? Florida will test them a little bit, I think. Kentucky will test them a little bit. Auburn, who knows yet? But now, moving forward, is Georgia an elite team? Is this Georgia a great team? Is this Georgia just a good team? Is this a – you know, Georgia's going to win 10 games this year, but is it a great 10-win team, or is it 11 or 12 or 13, 14-win team?
Well, it gives me an idea kind of where you see the difference between a great team and an elite team. Because how do you see Clemson, Ohio State, and or Notre Dame right now? Great or elite between the three of them?
To be determined on all those. Because there are times where Ohio State does look elite. With that said, I watched Ohio State this past weekend, and they didn't look elite. Now, remember this. The beauty of this sport is you don't have to be elite every single Saturday. I mean, Alabama was not elite. Alabama's the closest thing we've seen to it. But there's been a couple of series in there, a couple of quarters in there where Alabama hadn't looked elite. And let's be honest, too, Alabama hadn't been tested yet. Ohio State's a couple of times this year. I watched Ohio State where I'm thinking, is this elite?
Bother me. Ohio State has not been – they have been tested by subpar teams. They've been tested by the likes of Indiana, Oregon State. You know, they want to talk about Ohio State hanging 77 on Oregon State. They're not going to give up the fact they give up 400-plus yards almost a game. I mean, this is just frustrating because they trailed. They trailed more games than they have not.
What about them going into Penn State and getting a win in primetime television against a
watch this. I applaud a great comeback win. They didn't control that game at all. And you know, one of the factors is the college playoff ranking is game control. That is absolutely a factor, game control.
Yeah. But and on the other side of that too, Zach, that the TCU win doesn't look near as impressive now.
Sure.
Not at all. Now that TCU's lost what, three, right? They dropped three now. The third one's Texas Tech.
So. But in the end the great thing about this, and one of the great things that Lou Holtz said, and I don't like Lou Holtz a lot, but one of the great things he said was that you don't have to be the best team in the country every week. Just be the better than the team you're playing on Saturday because this season's
right.
Long. And don't you know that Oklahoma wishes they could do that? Don't you know that West Virginia, don't you know that Penn State or whoever, you know, Washington, those teams that lost, don't you know they wish they could have done that now?
Yeah, it's true. The difference, though, between your philosophy there when you say, well, you don't have to be the greatest team every week, just on, you know, that you play, just a better team. Well, that more pertains to pro football than it does college ball because college football season is so much shorter at only 12 games in regular season. And the playoff system is so much different. Obviously, you've only got four spots for playoff that it does matter. All these other things factor.
No, it does.
Intangible.
No, I totally disagree. Name a Power Five conference team that's gone undefeated and been left out of the playoffs.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, okay. You're not going to find one.
Right.
But that's silly, though, because, okay.
No, it's not.
There's no undefeated pro team that's not going to make
I didn't say one word about pro football. You did. Here's the point. If you're in a Power Five conference and you win every one of your regular season games, then you are going to go to the college football playoffs.
Absolutely.
So my original point was that all you have to do is be better than the team you play on Saturday, every Saturday, and you're in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
All right, Derek, got to run, man. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, got to run. Appreciate the phone call. Dave's in Simpsonville, 654 Roar. Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Doing great. That and have the SEC shield on the back of your helmet.
True.
That's where the SEC controls college football. And I understand what Georgia fan is saying. They're ready to throw the baby out with the bathwater because they've got one loss. But does one loss to an LSU team who is a very good team right now, does that really damage it? Because Georgia, to this point, still looks like they're the class of the East. Now, they got to get by Florida, but if they go to the SEC championship and they beat Bama, of course, they're in. If they go to the SEC championship and they lose to Bama by a point or a field goal, then they're still on the fringe. Whereas a one-loss ACC champion, and I'm asking, a one-loss ACC champion, do they get in over a one-loss SEC runner-up?
The scenario you just pointed out, though, is a two-loss SEC runner-up.
Well, you're right. So it'd be two-loss. But there again, last year, we almost had a two-loss SEC champion get in. So
that's a different scenario there. You're talking about two different things. Because there is not an SEC East team right now that's undefeated. So if any team out there, if Florida or Georgia or Kentucky goes 11-1 and then loses by a point to Alabama in overtime, then they're not going to college football playoff because that'd be two losses.
Let me ask you this. Does a one-loss ACC champion – right, get in over an undefeated. If you're on the fringe, one loss ACC champion versus an undefeated Notre Dame. How does that play out? And I'll take it off the air, Mick. Thanks so much.
We don't have to worry about that scenario now over a Notre Dame because if it came down to those two, you're not comparing just to Notre Dame. You're comparing them to Oklahoma or Texas, and you're comparing them to in the Pac-12, you're comparing it to maybe a Colorado on his one loss or Oregon or Washington State, one of his one loss teams out there. I'll put it to you like this, Dave. So far in the scenario that you pointed out, in the four college football seasons, the ACC champion has been in every year, including the 2 years that Clemson had a loss. So a one loss ACC champion has gotten in every single time. We had two. Florida State got in undefeated once. Clemson got in undefeated once. Clemson got in twice with one loss. So far in the history of the playoffs, a one-loss ACC champion has never missed the playoffs. Again, part of that is because of other things going on. Tell me what else is going to happen in the country, and we'll see. Right now, we're still whittling teams down. I don't think we're going to have a whole lot of one-loss teams to talk about. I think that it will be pretty clear in the end. Let me give you this one little statistic here, Mr. Or24. How you doing over there?
I'm doing great, man.
Are you enjoying this?
Enjoying all of it.
At the end of college football season last year, Alabama had one loss. Central Florida was undefeated. Wisconsin had one loss. That was their last game of the year. That's at the end of the bowl season as well. The year before that, Clemson and Alabama both had a loss. That's the only one-loss teams. In 2015, Alabama, Clemson, and Ohio State and Houston had one loss. But it's not a power five. The three power fives had one loss at the end of that year. We have all these ideas in our head of all these teams going undefeated, all these teams having one losses. Did you watch college football this past weekend?
I did.
It's still going to happen, folks. It's still happening out there. So
football.
Right. It's just that's going to be the case. Let's let the thing play out. my friends at Trail want to A, kick, they want to kick Zach Gore's butt in their competition coming up. That's in, that's 2 weeks from Friday?
No, because you're not going. You can't be there.
No, you're still going to do it.
You said you're going to be out of town.
I want to be on a flight to Boston, but that's okay. Y'all can still do this.
We need to reschedule when you're there so you can tell the good people out there what happens at the event.
We're not filming it. I want to tell the story of Trail. I hadn't told the story in a few months. To tell you who Trail is. And this was told to me by someone who, Trail's never promoted in this kind of stuff. This was told to me just like in a passing at a lunch, that there was they were renovating a church. And it was a front entrance of a church, and it was they had red clay mud everywhere, and it had rained, and it wasn't nice. And it had, you know, boards out there, and they started, you know, whatever. Well, in the middle of the week, there's a funeral at that one. And the superintendent, the project manager there said, look, guys, we're not going to have this family go through all this mud and everything. They fixed everything up with the entrance to make sure that there wasn't a muddy situation. There wasn't any kind of distress in the fans for that go. That made it really nice looking. And then as soon as the wedding's over, they tore it all back up again and started over. It didn't set them back. They did it on their own dime, and they made sure that it didn't mess up their budget and their time as well, because the project was delivered on time. But they just thought, you know what, man, this family doesn't need to go through that. We'll do it, the little part that we can do. And they didn't tell anybody about it. Only a couple people noticed it. But it's just little things that separate Trail, and little things to talk about in the relationships all the time. If you want your building done on time and on budget, there's one company out there that does it right. It's Trail, TreHEL.com. Trail, TreHEL.com. Hey, quickly, Mr. War 24.
Yes, sir.
Did you notice the Canadiens put up a touchdown last night with an extra point?
Yes, I did. And congratulations to them. Of course, Detroit is awful. But
Steve Eisenman hurt?
Yeah, he's actually a little banged up right now.
Osgood hurt?
Yeah, they got him on the IR at the moment. So they're not a good hockey team at the moment, though. But touchdown nonetheless. Very good to see that from you.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Canadiens.
Right. 3-1-1 right now.
Les Habitants.
Playing well.
Oui.
Not as good as the Maple Leafs, but we're playing well.
Not as good as the undefeated New Jersey Devils.
Good for you, buddy. Good on you.
Who play at 7 o'clock tonight, Dallas Stars. Let's go.
Short break. We'll come back. We'll try to do some power rankings. Let's set some time. We're going to do power rankings right when we come back after this.
Hey, students. Still looking for the perfect place to call home this fall? The University Cottages at Ingalls Crossing offer students modern and simple living just 2.5 miles from Clemson University. Each cottage is perfectly designed for two, with 2 bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, and includes Wi-Fi and washer and dryer. This outstanding community also offers top-notch amenities for residents like a resort-style pool, community clubhouse, and even a dog park. Call Tiger Properties today at 654-RENT for more information on this exceptional student living community. That's 864-654-RENT.
Hi friends, Mickey Plowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
Working on the car, huh?
Yeah, it's been stalling.
It could be friction from your floor mats.
No.
Oil change too? Better change your oil fuses.
Nice try. Hand me that Purolator Boss filter.
Wow, protects up to 15,000 miles?
Right. Nothing gets by Purolator. Or me.
Great. Now let's demagnetize those floor mats.
This is sad now.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
It's tailgate season, and Black Smokehouse in Seneca is here to hook you up with the best smoked meats, sides, desserts, and beverages. Smoked in-house daily. Ribs, barbecue, wings, chicken, and brisket. Take the stress out of game day food prep and call Black Smokehouse. They sell out quick, so call your order in ahead of time. Call 784-4599 to reserve your tailgate package in advance. Again, that's 784-4599 and online at blacksmokehouse.com. Go Tigers!
Before any vehicle can be called an Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned, it must pass a stringent 172-point inspection by their factory-trained techs. An Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned ensures your satisfaction with its extended warranty, roadside assistance, and vehicle history report. Buy your Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned with confidence from the Supreme Team at Anderson Ford. exit 19 on Clemson Boulevard. Anderson Ford, online at andersonfordsc.com.
It's tough out there on the field. If a bad play knocks you out of the game, count on the Trammell and Mills Law Firm. They're local lawyers helping folks in the upstate get the money they deserve. Trammell and Mills proudly supports Tigers for Tatas, selling wristbands for breast cancer awareness. Proceeds go to Dabo's All In Team Foundation. When you take a hit on the road or at work, call the Trammell and Mills Law Firm at 485-8585. It's your best play yet.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takuchi Compact Equipment at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Takuchi sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Join us for the Press Box this Friday from 9 a.m. to noon at Take Cover Boat and RV Storage, 1448 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Seneca. Show your support for the Dabo All-In Foundation and Breast Cancer Awareness by purchasing a Tigers for Tata's wristband while celebrating Take Cover's grand open house event. Pizza, prizes, and more. Come out for a great cause and join the Press Box live on location Friday, October 19th from 9 to noon, 1448 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Seneca. We'll see you there.
College life doesn't have to be all about books and studying. College life can be the lifestyle you've dreamed about with University Cottages. Student housing built by University Cottages offers amenities that make college life exceptional. Imagine fitness facilities, resort pools, walking trails, dog parks, clubhouses with meeting spaces, and fire pits and barbecues. Luxury student living in Calhoun Creek, Cross Creek, and our newest location, Ingalls Crossing, all close to campus. Great amenities at great rates. Discover universitycottages.com.
Electric City Signs and Neon. Over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate. Specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs, Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
The Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hit me with the horn, 20! Keep making noise! Keep making noise! Yeah!
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Granger Nissan of Anderson has 445 cars, trucks, SUVs on their lot right now. Now they have 30 Titans, and they have 8 Titan XDs. So they didn't sell one yesterday. I hadn't updated their website here. I'm looking right now at the 2018 Nissan Titan S Crew Cab that is thousands of dollars off. I can't tell you how because they don't want me talking about prices on here too much. But you can go to their website and look right now. Zach, it's significant, like thousands and thousands of dollars off. It is truck month at Granger Nissan of Anderson. The truck sales are going on right now. If you're in need of a truck, check out the folks. Check out the Titan. Go by, see Granger Nissan of Anderson. They're at 3510 Clemson Boulevard. Their number 324-0650. The team that they've assembled there, Damon has a really nice group with their service. Have a great group there with their sales and everything. Their finance department. Everything you need is online. Shop by, by payment. Shop their complete inventory. Check it out. Look at all the interiors. Look at all the packages they have with these new trucks. Truck month. Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of the lifetime warranty and proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. Text message said, "Mickey, please finish your thoughts about Ohio State looking elite at times and not at others." Well, simple as this. If you watched them, even in the TCU game, there were times in that game where, man, I thought, boy, no one's going to stop Haskins. This team's awesome. And then looked around and, well, TCU's kind of flying down the field too. In the Penn State game, I didn't think they looked elite in the first half. I thought they looked pretty doggone elite in the second half. I watched their game this past weekend with Minnesota, And Minnesota, I thought, pretty much took the game to them for a long time. Now, I didn't see the Oregon State game, didn't see the Rutgers game or the Tulane game. Didn't watch a whole lot of the Indiana game. But in the Minnesota and the TCU games and the Penn State games, I've seen them, there are times where they look elite and there are times they don't look elite. But I think that goes for almost everybody. Alabama's consistently more elite than anybody so far this season. But there are times where Clemson looks elite and times they don't look elite. Georgia, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Notre Dame, all those. Not Tennessee. Tennessee doesn't look elite very often. All right, buddy, let's do it. We're doing this. We normally do these on Wednesday, all three. We're going to divide these up. We're going to do a Tuesday National, a Wednesday SEC, and a Thursday ACC Power Rankings.
It's time for the National Power Rankings.
Don't get mad at me, buddy. I only have 12 teams ranked, but I do want to mention that barely missing out.
Also receiving votes.
6-0 South Florida, 6-0 Cincinnati, 5-0 NC State. If you're still undefeated, you get a little mention, a little morsel here on the show. So, little shout out. Number 12 is Oregon. Oregon is a fluky play away from being undefeated. If they just kneel in the ball against Stanford, they win that game. A great win against Washington. Ironically, Washington kind of gave them the game, missed a field goal down there late, too. And their home games, we'll see what they do on the road. They've got 25th-ranked Washington State this week. Set to go to Utah, Arizona, some teams in there. The schedule's not very difficult. Stanford's not as good as we thought. Cal, they played a ranked Cal team. Cal's not as good as we thought. Washington, maybe not as good as we thought. But they're one win away from one play away from a fluky loss to being undefeated. Oregon, number 12.
My number 12 team is Florida. Florida at 6-1 to start the season in the Dan Mullen era. A year we all thought would maybe be a down year for the Florida Gators has turned out to be quite a hot start for the Mullen era at Florida. Wins over LSU. Of course, the loss of Kentucky earlier in the year. You'll see why Kentucky's ranked higher than them in this poll. But Florida, number 12 or no.
I have Florida number 11.
How about that?
Yeah. Florida's pretty good on defense now. They struggled against Vanderbilt. I don't like their defensive coordinator, Todd Grantham's one of the biggest jerks in all of college football. But they struggled a little bit down there. They caught themselves. They came alive. The offense is coming a little bit of alive. The LSU win was very impressive. That was at home. Mississippi State win didn't look great. The Tennessee win, blah. The loss to Kentucky, that was at home, too. We'll see. Open date this week before they play Georgia. I've got Florida number 11.
Kentucky, number 11 for me. CATS, Cats. No. Can't wait. Kentucky, who has a legitimate shot at the SEC East. When they are eliminated from that competition, they are eliminated from contention. I will take them out of this top 12. But for now, Kentucky, number 11.
There's a clear path, Kentucky to Atlanta.
A clear path.
There's a road from Lexington, Kentucky to Atlanta, Georgia.
There is a road. Is there a world in which they knock off Georgia? Is there a world Could in be. Which they give Bama a game if Tua's hurt?
Do they have a winning record?
I just want to play Kentucky in the college football playoff. That's all I'm asking for. Is that too much?
Do they have a winning record?
Yes.
We don't know if Georgia can beat them yet.
That's true.
I've got Georgia number 10. Contrary to some thoughts, Georgia hasn't beat a team with a winning record yet. Oh. Who is Georgia? Oh. What's their best win of the year? Oh. Had them as high as number 2 last week. But when you get punked, when you get hit in the mouth, and you have no answer, and you got physically beaten up, then you drop Georgia number 10.
I legitimately consider dropping them out of the top 12, but I, too, have them at number 10 for all the same reasons that you do. They didn't show up last week. They were as high as number 2 on this ranking. Some even had them voting for number 1 at some point. But you can't not show up against LSU and Ed Orgeron. And they got the ball stuffed down their throats. That vaunted Georgia defense did nothing against the Bayou Bengals. 10, Georgia.
I've got Oklahoma at number 9. Let me ask you this, Mr. Orr 24.
Oklahoma.
They beat Florida Atlantic. They beat UCLA. They beat Iowa State by 10. They beat Army in overtime. They beat Baylor. And they lost to Texas. What's Oklahoma's best win of the year?
I don't know.
A 10-point win at Iowa State.
I guess.
I got Oklahoma number 9.
This is why I don't have Oklahoma in my top 12.
I don't blame you.
Oregon at number 9 for me. Oregon, as you mentioned, is probably a fluky play away from being undefeated.
They're also a fluky player two away from having two or three losses.
That's right.
But they find a way. Justin Herbert, future Giants quarterback, is leading that Oregon team out there on the West Coast. They're a fun team to watch on TV, to be honest with you. They have a lot of passion with that team. It's fun to watch old Mark out there coach that team up. Oregon number 9.
When I look into my Mario crystal ball, I see a good future for them. Mm-hmm. I have Central Florida.
That was bad.
At number 8. You know what? Central Florida beat Pittsburgh 45-14. That's better than Notre Dame beat them. The schedule's still a joke, but a nice comfort behind win at Memphis. A lot of people had them losing to Memphis. Nice comfort behind win at Memphis. I got Central Florida number 8. You know what? Central Florida's legitimate playoff contenders.
Whoa! I have Texas in number 8. I know you're super high on Texas and Tom Herman, and they're back, and Hook'em, and I can't wait to see it. They have an opportunity to really capitalize on this season coming off the win against Oklahoma. Their biggest games left, I guess, West Virginia coming to town, number 13 West Virginia Mountaineers. They still have Iowa State, who knocked off West Virginia. And then, of course, Kansas apparently isn't a pushover for Texas anymore. You got to be careful. But it's all right in front of Texas, a possible college football playoff contender, Texas Longhorns. Texas at number 8.
I've got Michigan at number 7. With Michigan, we had a texter last week said, why don't you like the Maize and Blue, why don't you like the Big Blue? And I said, really, what was their best win? Going into last week, what was the best win they beat? Western Michigan, they beat SMU, they beat Nebraska, they won by 3 against Northwestern, and they beat Maryland. Well, now they have a good win. Punked Wisconsin at home, 38-13. We'll watch out this week, though. What's the stuff that Superman, your kryptonite's in town? Got to go to Michigan State. And we all know Michigan State beats Michigan. I got Michigan number 7.
I have Michigan at number 7 as well. This is a team that maybe is starting to find their stride. Their Shea Patterson seems to be settling into that John Harbaugh offense. They've always had a good defense in the Harbaugh years. They just haven't quite had the quarterback and the offense to back it up. Is this the year it could be? It looks like it so far. You mentioned the quality win against Wisconsin. Alex Hornibrook was awful for Wisconsin in that game. I don't know if you followed his stat line at all. I think he completed 8 passes the entire night.
Bouncing passes everywhere. He looked
terrible.
Awful.
Terrible. But you got to give credit where credit's due. Michigan, number 7.
Maybe he smelled Fenway Park. Maybe he was sick.
Come on.
I have Texas, number 6. Let me tell you what Texas does. They always lose to Maryland. But as of late, they win close games. Now, they won with a backup quarterback this past week. So, they only beat Tulsa by 7. Nice win against Southern Cal. They only beat TCU. They only beat Kansas State by 5. They only beat Oklahoma by 3. They only beat Baylor by 6. But that's all you got to do. I told you, Tom Herman, look out for him. Texas number 6.
I have UCF at number 6. Ahead of Texas, ahead of Michigan, Oregon, UGA, all these guys. I'm all in on UCF. They haven't lost a game in forever. They're probably not going to lose a game this season. If the teams in front of them that I have on this list can falter, and I'm looking at least 2, maybe 3 that probably will, UCF's right there. They're a legitimate college football playoff contender this year.
And they should be.
And I'm excited. But they need to show up in that game. They need to show up in that game in a big way. That's down the road. UCF number 6 right now.
All right. I've got LSU number 5. LSU, the loss at Florida certainly hurt. We dropped them out a little bit. But, boy, they look great against Georgia. Really, to be honest with you, I saw the game against Ole Miss. They looked great there. Didn't see the Louisiana Tech game. Saw the Auburn game. Nice win on the road at Auburn. And saw the Miami game. LSU's got something to them a little bit. Slightly more balanced this year. They don't have the great running back. The offense looks pretty good to me. Coach O has some of the most impressive wins of the season. LSU, the nation's best one-loss team at number 5.
I have LSU number 5 as well. I'm still not convinced they're a great team, an elite team. I don't think they are. I think their defense is fantastic. I'm not convinced the offense is going to be anything special going forward. They still have some tests to face later in the season, but they've been impressive to this point. LSU number 5.
I've got Notre Dame number 4. Now, Notre Dame's win against Michigan looks better after what Michigan looked this past weekend, but Ball State, Vanderbilt, Wake Forest, Stanford's not a great win anymore. Virginia Tech's not a great win. That was on the road, though. And then in Pittsburgh by 5. This didn't look very good against Pittsburgh. Nice win, though. Notre Dame still undefeated, number 4 in the country.
I think we're going to have the same top 5 here. I have Notre Dame number 4 as well. Nice wins earlier in the season. That Pittsburgh game was concerning. There was a moment there where you legitimately thought, oh, no, it's going to happen again. Pittsburgh's going to find another top 5, top 10 team and knock them off. But they held on. Notre Dame number 4.
I got Ohio State number 3.
Oh, we're going to have the same top 5.
Ohio State now. The TCU win doesn't look all that impressive anymore. The Penn State win, good, but not as impressive as what Michigan State went in there and did them. You know, Michigan State beat them worse than Ohio State beat them.
Sure.
And then I watched Minnesota kind of row the boat a little bit. Indiana put up a bunch of yards on them and had a little, not a chance, but a second chance. They're kind of in the game a little bit. Worry about this defense. This defense is getting up tons and just chunk plays, and I don't like their defense. I like their quarterback. I like their running back. I love their wide receiver core. Not crazy about the offensive line. They're good. Sometimes look elite, sometimes don't. Ohio State number three.
I, too, have Ohio State number three. Sometimes look elite, sometimes don't is a perfect way to summarize that team so far this year. Haskins has been unbelievable. He's had 400-yard games in the last three, I believe. First Ohio State quarterback to do that ever. He's the answer at quarterback for Ohio State. Can they keep him in the game, keep him invested and successful at Ohio State? We'll see what happens. Ohio State number three.
Okay, Clemson number two. Much like Ohio State, sometimes look elite, sometimes they don't. We talked enough about Clemson here. Got the Tigers number two.
Number two, Tigers as well.
And then Alabama number one. Alabama's shown a little bit of, you know, issues every once in a while.
Tua's health will be a major concern going forward because that team is light years better with Tua at quarterback than they are with Jalen Hurts.
But they do have one of the better backup quarterbacks in the country. Right? We can agree upon that.
Sure.
Okay. Good stuff for the power rankings, man. We'll do SEC power rankings tomorrow. We'll do ACC power rankings on Thursday. You like spread it out or you like doing them all in one day?
Spread them out. Spread the love.
I say start spreading the news is what I would tell you.
Start spreading
the news. Old Blue Eyes over there, chairman of the board. My friends at Katichi would love to host your event. They do a really, really good job. I talked to our good friend, Greg Rushing, the other day, and he says, man, I've got a 500-person wedding out there on Friday night. We got something else, another big wedding on Saturday night. And there's, everywhere you look, that's the case. They host, like, rotary events. They host meetings. I've been over there for a couple big events before, with David Ledbetter and filling out the rooms. They have a big banquet hall that's, like, 76 by 45. They've got a garden terrace. So they can put big tents out there, and that looks awesome. They have this nice veranda area. They have a turnhouse area. They have private dining rooms. I've eaten in a private dining room to host, 10 or 12, 15, 20 people in there. They can host any of your events. So with the multiple different levels, small dining rooms, social club meetings, you want to reserve that for your next corporate golf tournament or corporate event or next wedding or next, any kind of major events you've got going on. I think Katichi is one of the most beautiful places to do it. I will promise you it won't go wrong at Katichi, CATEECHEE.com. To find out more, 706-376-8956. You know, with the fall coming, Zach? Will you not go over there with me? Have you decided that there's no way you're going to go over to Katichi with me because you're too embarrassed about your golf game or something?
We'll get over there at some point.
I need you to go over with me. Have a good time. I got your golf. I got your lunch. Just spend some time with me. It'll be a good time. See if you can get away from the ball and chain for a little bit. Just kidding. C-A-T-E-E.
Taking me around the clock.
C-A-T-E-E-C-H-E.com. Skatichi.com. Let them host your next event. We'll take a short break. Come back. Let's open up phone lines. One open phone line segment. Then Tony Morello at 8:05. More after this.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Dyer Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Trucks cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. The award-winning George Coleman Ford is offering 2018 F-150s as low as $23,999. You heard me correct. Some new F-150s as low as $23,999. Plus, never any document fees at George Coleman Ford. Trucks do cost less than travelers rest. Four generations doing business right. George Coleman Ford.
After $4,500 in rebates, must finance with Ford.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Hi, this is Terry Wyatt of Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross of Ag South Mortgages.
If you need financing for land, livestock, equipment, construction, both home and farm, or everything out in the country, give me a call.
If you're purchasing or refinancing a home on land or in a subdivision, let me design a loan that fits your needs.
The team at Ag South has been servicing the upstate rural communities for nearly 100 years.
We have the experience and products to fulfill your needs.
Call us at 226-8507.
Or visit us on the web at agsouthfc.com.
An equal opportunity lender.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local at First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
Crescent Builders in Easley makes it easy. Rent to own as low as $46 a month and $86 down. No credit check. Metal, wood, and vinyl building. Financing for carports and storage buildings. Zero money down if approved. Rent to own on carports as well. We can build to suit your needs. A 6x8 up to a 14x50. All come with great warranty. Check us out on Facebook or online at CrescentBuildersOfEasley.com or call 367-3453.
Quark here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Local Q is the place to connect for food, friends, and fun. Have you made plans for brunch? Local Q has expanded their brunch menu to include a barbecue benedict, house-made corned beef hash, and many more items to beat that hangover. Wash it down with a mimosa pitcher or a classic Bloody Mary. Keep the fun going with a little friendly competition. It could be one of their hundreds of nostalgic board games, pool, ping pong, Jenga, darts, or cornhole. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It's not laughing. And it's up here in a second. First priority one, security. You know, you can be good people all you want, and that's great, and there's a lot of good people out there, but you need to have, you know, your products and services and all in a line or two. Priority one, as good of people as they are, you know, they're matching our Tigers for Tatas. Go to our website and buy your Tigers for Tatas wristbands, and they'll match all that. See us at all our remotes, they match all that. I like that. So if you get $5, it's actually giving 10. That's really cool. But you know, they're great people. There's a lot of good people out there. They've got these superior products, all this technology on their side. They've got a lot of competition now. You've got some cheaper versions of what's going on out there now. If you want to protect your employees, your customers, your inventory, your cash flow at your office, you want to protect your kids and your family at your home, there's one answer I say to you. It's PriorityOneSecurityStudio.com. PriorityOneSecurityStudio.com. Not studio. PriorityOneSecurity.com. The number one in there, by the way. The numeral one. PriorityOneSecurity.com.
One or two?
One. Okay. And our Priority One Security Studios.
What do you have to read to me? What is funny?
Let me do this and I'll get back to it because I want to do this, take Will's phone call, and I'll tell you a funny story at the end of the segment.
Okay.
Will and Due West ask, any chance you did the win game for South Carolina's remaining schedule, or is that just a Wednesday thing?
We did it yesterday.
Yeah, but win game changes every day. And
not for me, it doesn't.
Because Due West is one of my favorite places. You ever been to Due West?
No.
It's beautiful through there, man. Nice place.
Where is it, down the shore?
No. Oh, no, 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 no. It's over in between Abbeville or Abbeville, north of Greenwood, west of Erskine College.
Okay.
Down that way. But south of Anderson, down that way, between Anderson and Greenwood, basically. So, beautiful place.
That way.
Yeah. It's due west of here. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so here's what we got. Winning game for South Carolina, 3-3. Quickly, you got to open date this weekend. Always a chance of 5 points in the Vista. You could lose
open. You can always lose the open day in Columbia.
Tennessee at home.
Lost.
No win. Tennessee's going to be South Carolina.
You can do yours, okay. And I'll do mine.
At Ole Miss.
Loss.
Okay, win. South at Florida.
Loss.
I agree, loss there. Chattanooga.
Win.
At Clemson.
Well, they're going to win another game. They're going to schedule a whatever.
Yeah.
And then lose at Clemson.
Let's go. They play the other team after Clemson, though.
Yeah, but.
So you have them at 5-7.
5-7.
And I've got them at 7-5. So we'll see. Well, I hope that.
You're just riding those FBI rankings right there.
Yep. No, because FBI actually hasn't losing to Ole Miss. But I don't think that's going to be the case. Let me get Will, and then I have a good story for you. Will is in Walhalla, South Carolina. Hey, good morning, Will. Thanks for hanging on through the break. How you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call. And I'll say South Carolina will go 6-6. I'll split the difference. How about that?
That's great. You're a little diplomatic of you. Very diplomatic of you.
Of course, I'm a politician. Now, let's see. The thing I notice about the SEC East is that it's not that difficult to win on the road in the SEC East. It's much more difficult to win on the road in the SEC West, particularly against the proven programs such as Alabama and LSU and Auburn and Texas A&M. But what you have is a lot of Georgia fans that have been calling in for months now talking about how great they are, and finally they play somebody on the road in the SEC West and they lose. So they have somewhat of a delusional aspect to their program. They've had one great year. Whether they're going to follow it up with other great years or not has yet to be told. But a 20-point beating by LSU, I think, is going to move them probably out of the national playoff. And until you actually win that thing, you're really not proven. What do you think about that?
Well, I think you make great points, Will. I always appreciate your phone call. Thanks for calling in. I think you make great points, and I think that basically, Georgia is a program right now that we knew nothing about going into the LSU game. Georgia, we didn't learn anything about Georgia beating Austin Peay. They went in and handled South Carolina. I didn't think we learned a whole lot now, and that's their best win of the year. We didn't learn anything about them beating Middle Tennessee State. I didn't think they looked great at Missouri. And Missouri ran the ball at him a little bit, but, you know, scored a bunch of defensive touchdowns and blocked the punt and all that stuff. Didn't look great against Tennessee. Looked okay. We didn't learn anything in that game. We didn't learn anything in the Vanderbilt game about them. Georgia, almost every Georgia team in school history would beat those teams. And then we had one game this weekend where they lost by 20 on the road the first time they've been tested. So I still think that Georgia's not elite. I don't think Georgia is a national championship team right now. But we don't know that yet. Let's see how they do in Jacksonville against Florida. If they could beat Florida, then go to Kentucky and win, then beat Auburn, UMass, Georgia Tech. They go play Alabama. They have to beat Alabama now in the SEC championship game. If they don't beat Alabama, then Georgia's out. Two-loss Georgia doesn't get in. So, in all actuality, maybe an LSU loss keeps them from that. I don't think that's too far-fetched. Too far fetched to talk about. So, what do we know about Georgia so far? They beat up on a bunch of tomato cans, and one time the Tennessee got beat by 20. That's what we know. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I want to get, I'm going to say when Zach's stepped out. There he is. All right, I got a funny one for you. Two of my best friends in the world, outside of you, Fred Cunningham and my attorney buddy, Raymond Wooten.
Sure.
My golf buddy. This morning.
The guy who carries you to championships?
Yes. This morning, Mauled in Football tweets out, Mavs JV defeats Spartanburg 21-9 to move to 5-1 on the season. Ninth grade played tough but fell in the final minutes 34-30. Hashtag spot the ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good for them. Fred Cunningham, Fred on TV, Fred Cunningham, says, dang, JV and freshman teams are having excellent seasons. Now, I know Fred, and I know he's so nice that when somebody tweets about their JV team and a ninth grade football team, he answers back. Like that's very admirable of him.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of a story. We were playing in a golf tournament back in January this year down at Myrtle Beach. Paulie's down there. And Raymond Wooten, nicest guy in the world, my partner, whatever. This guy comes up to him, and Raymond didn't really know who he is. And he was talking to the guy on the putting green, whatever. And it's a shotgun start. And we're not really familiar with the course all that much, right? And so Raymond's trying to make some conversation. The guy keeps talking to him. He's kind of making some conversation. And the guy says, you know, man, it's good to see you again, whatever. And Raymond's like, what hole are you starting on? And the guy says, 13. And Raymond goes, doesn't even know the 13th hole. He goes, oh, that's awesome, man. Like, what? Like, I make fun of him all the time. Like, you're so nice that you don't ignore the guy. You talk to him, and then he tells you what hole. Oh, that's awesome. I'll ask you this. If someone tweeted at you, our JV team won, they're 5-1, our ninth grade team played well in the last few minutes, would you done like Freddie Cunningham? Dang. Dang, exclamation mark. JV and freshman teams are having excellent seasons, exclamation point, exclamation mark. Like,
no.
That's so nice, man. Isn't that nice?
It is very nice.
How much? Do the biggie right quick for me. Give me a little biggie. JV football. Okay, give me the biggie again. Ninth grade football. All right, give me Fred Cunningham for JV in ninth grade football. Exclamation mark. I love it, man. I love it. Good job, Fred. That's just who the guy is. I mean, the guy has almost 9,000 Twitter followers. He's done really well for himself. That's good. A really good guy. He really means it. Like, he really means, dang, excellent season. Didn't know that. Excellent season.
Mm-hmm.
You don't care. You could care. You couldn't care less about JV in ninth grade football, could you?
No, I don't care about high school football.
Okay. All right. You watch any Monday Night Football last night?
Did I watch any Monday Night Football last night?
Yeah, can you pay attention to me?
I'm listening to you. I'm listening to you. You're telling stories about your personal friends.
All right. Did you watch any Monday Night Football last night?
Yes, I watched Monday Night Football last night.
Did you listen to Joe Tessitore in the play-by-play?
I watched it
Aaron
on
Rodgers
mute.
Aaron Rodgers back to pass, and it's complete.
Watched it on mute.
He is. Wonder if he did like his hands in his pants pocket the entire game. Be cool to see that one. Well, I've got Tony Morrell coming up in at the top of the next hour. The Gamecocks coming off of a loss. There's some question marks going on around there. And with an open date, we'll see what those folks are up to at this point. I want to tell you about Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Call them today, 404-8158. Give them a buzz. Tim Worley will come to your home. He'll make an appointment with you. He'll come to your home or business, set that appointment up. He'll measure and he'll show you the colors and show you everything they do. You'll sign up for it. To be honest with you, there's only one negative. It's just going to take a couple weeks after that. They're so busy now, but they'll set that up. They'll come back in, move everything out of there, put your floor down, move everything back in. The best in the garage floor business is our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist. Call them today, 404-8158. 404-8158 is CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. I did my first garage floor with them, and then when we remodeled, we changed the entire color of our house and everything. Went from a brown type base to a
Clemson orange.
No, to a gray. and it worked out great.
With purple accents?
No, it worked out great.
You can't miss it. It's a wonderful house.
No, it's a beautiful house. And we're very lucky and we're fortunate and all that kind of stuff. So that's really cool, their stuff. All right, we got a lot to do. Remember on tomorrow's show, we will have James Henderson from packpride.com.
Whoa.
He's a good guest. Roy had him on years ago, and I called Roy yesterday, texted him, said, man, you got James's number. Love to have him on. And I'll tell you a quick story with that one. I'll tell you tomorrow when James comes in on that one. It's pretty cool. But we'll get the NC State side of things, the preview and what State says about that. But when we come back, Tony Morrell will join us, reviewing the Texas A&M loss, previewing the open date when you come back for hour number three.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile